Okay, on a Friday, we've got to get stuck into it. I've said it before, I'll say it again. In fact, I'll say it right now. Just got a different feel to it Friday, hasn't it? How you going? You up and about on this Friday? Just shake off Origin, New South Wales. Just shake it off. I forget it even happened even. Wednesday night, disappointing, no doubt. Thursday night, out there at Combank Stadium with Mary Kay, disappointing. 18-10, Queensland get it done. So it's a new weekend. We can step out of that. Late breaking news today. No, Coach K. He's over. Oh, he's interviewing Xavier Cooks. Oh, sorry. Step away. I'm so important now. Oh, righto. Okay, so he's an NBA player. Well done on that. Late breaking news. I'm working with a Gen Zer. That's Tubuck Chuck. It's just extraordinary. So he's a Gen Zer. So there you go. I'm a Gen Xer. I think this baby boom. Actually, why don't you send us in? What demographic you are? Are you a baby boomer, a Gen Xer, a millennial? Coach K is a millennial, or a Gen Zer? That's our man, Tubuck Chuck. We'll hear from him throughout the course of the show. G'day, afternooners. Thanks for tuning in. However you are listening, SEN welcomes you to our very broad house of worship. If you are north of the border, damn it, you have had some, I won't say good fortune, you've played well across two performances for your teams in Maroon, SEN Gold Coast 1620 and SEN Q693 AM, SEN Sydney 1170 AM, SEN app, anywhere, anytime. So what's on the program today, I hear you ask. Postmortems continue with Mark Spud Carroll coming up very shortly. We'll find out what's trending from Tubuck Chuck. Going to go over to our good buddies at SENZ, that's Staffy and the crew. Panthers utility, superstar, fullback, Dylan Edwards is going to be our special guest today. So if you're a Panthers fan and you want to ask Dylan, I know, righto, New South Wales supporters, go on, line it up. Don't worry, we'll be asking those questions ourselves here. Dylan Edwards, if you've got a question for him, let us know. Score update with Tubuck Chuck, and then, of course, after that, Tristan Merlihan putting up the $100 cash again on that open line. The 2 o'clock flock is there. Got some breaking news around Harry too. Jared Condon from Reading the Play. So he'll give you an idea of how to invest that $100 that you potentially win. I just get the sense that Harry's going to be hard to beat today. I'll get to that very shortly. Afternoons Amplified, and then we dive into the text line, and we do that for sbsfence.com.au. As mentioned, the post-mortems continue following New South Wales' loss against Queensland Wednesday night at the Adelaide Oval. We know all about that, of course. He is the assistant to Brad Fittler in the New South Wales camp. He's obviously a regular here on SEN. Let's have a listen to Greg Alexander and his thoughts on the defeat as heard this morning.
Bad start, reasonable in the middle, and then got to the lead and just defensive issues. You can't win an Origin game with that many defensive lapses, and we had some in the second, you know, the final 7 minutes of that game where we hit the front, which just, you know, weren't good enough to win an Origin game, which is very disappointing.
So the positive to take out of the performance from New South Wales, I said it yesterday, I'll stand by it, and that is that despite the fact they didn't play well, despite the fact that there might have been some selection issues, maybe they can be changed for game two, they weren't that far away. They nearly won the game. When did the defensive issues come, Greg? In the last 7 minutes. Mind you, Queensland were down to 12, but, and you know, fair play to Queensland. We're not taking away from that, as we said yesterday with Mal Meninga, but they weren't that far away, New South Wales. So that's a message that you can be telling the squad that you take into game two. Back page Daily Telegraph today, public enemy number one. Everyone seems to be having a pot shot at James Tedesco. Here's Brandy's thoughts on Teddy.
Teddy, overall, it wasn't a poor performance. You know, missed the kick. You know, the front rower gets, Lindsay Collins gets over the top of him, slipped over in a couple of tackles. Yeah, James Tedesco has been a New South Wales great. One game doesn't mean that he doesn't keep going around.
This is what I said yesterday when we were out there with Mary Kay for the Women's State of Origin game. I was thinking about it on the drive out there. And to hear Greg Alexander say that now, you know, James Tedesco is a great of New South Wales. And there's no doubt about that. That was his 20th straight game for New South Wales. And probably across those 20 games, that was probably his least effective output. There's never any a shortage of effort, right? We know that. He's a phenomenal athlete, fierce competitor. But if you have to put it in the point of view of, well, I'm going to play the team that is going to play for my life, because if I go to Suncorp and lose, then my life is over. If you put it in those terms, so right, okay? And in essence, that's what Brad Fittler is doing, right? And by default there, Greg Alexander. So if Brad Fittler goes and loses the game at Suncorp, I think you could probably safely say that he won't be the coach of New South Wales next year. Who is the coach of New South Wales next year if that happens? Well, that's hypotheticals at this point, but we'll get to that shortly. But if that's the case, is James Tedesco your fullback? Jack Gibson used to say, when I sign you as a player, don't bring your scrapbook. He's not interested in what you've done. He's interested in what you're going to do. So is there a better option than James Tedesco at fullback for New South Wales? Are you more of a chance of winning with Tom Trbojevic? Breaking news on Tom Trbojevic, and we'll get to that shortly as well. But these are the things that must be considered by the selection panel. You know what the challenge is here? The difficulty associated with here? Because you got so close, you don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. And elements of panic would be seen if you do not have James Tedesco in your side, your captain and the Australian captain. But remember what Billy Slater did before game one? He said no to Caelan Ponga and put Reece Walsh there. And he said no to Dane Gago and he put Hamiso Tabuai-Fido. How did that work out? Pretty well. And I love the way that Mal Meninga referenced it yesterday. Because I said, oh, he took that risk. And he said, no, no, he didn't take a risk. He showed courage at the selection table. It might be a small difference, but the way you perceive it, the way you frame it is really important. So I'd love to get your thoughts on that, New South Wales fans. 1-300-01-1170, the text line 0457-736-736. We'll go through all of this with Mark Spud Carroll very shortly. What about Queensland? Where's the issue for them? Well, they don't really have too many. They've got to find a right edge back rower. Plenty of people putting their hands up for that one. Big game tonight for Corey Horsburgh, I would have thought. But what about the text message from Caelan Ponga? He's basically said before the game to Billy Slater, hey, Bill, rule me out for this whole series. I'm just going to concentrate on Newcastle and being the best player I can be for them. I like it. I reckon Newcastle fans love it as well. And that was before, like, Reece Walsh is going to be the fullback, but maybe there was somewhere else that Caelan Ponga could go to help Queensland. But he said, no, not now. So Queensland fans, what are your thoughts on that? I mean, he will play Origin again, Caelan Ponga. Like, if he stays healthy, he will play Origin again. Now it's just a matter of where and the when. Well, it won't be 2023. Speaking of that Origin game last night, 18-10, the Maroons over the Blues, and it was a pretty much a mistake-riddled game, right? So it wasn't the best advertisement for Women's Rugby League. The TV numbers will be out very shortly, and we'll get to them as well. But lots of errors. Completion rates below 70%, well below 70%. So it wasn't a great advertisement for the game per se. And there's lots of reasons for that, right? Essentially, what these girls are doing, we've had NRLW teams have just started pre-season. They'd started the week, at the start of this week. So essentially, I described it last night as it's the equivalent of asking the men to play State of Origin just after the Charity Shield. But actually, it's worse. It's equivalent to asking the men to play State of Origin the first week of November when they come back for pre-season training. So if you want to get an understanding of why quality of the game was down, then that's it. And by the way, it was equal for both teams. Equal for both teams. So I'm not saying that's why Queensland won or that's why New South Wales lost. 12,972, record crowd out there at CommBank Stadium. I would put a little question mark on that. I did have a look and thought, okay. Game in 3 weeks' time, that's on up there at Queensland Country Bank Stadium as well. Game two of the series. New South Wales have the chance to win the series. They've just got to win by more than 8 points. They do that up there at Queensland Country Bank Stadium and they win the series. The question around this is Isabel Kelly going to be available for the game. It was a nasty injury last night. It was a larynx injury, apparently coughing up blood as well. So we'll have to wait and see on that one. Be interesting to see a charge sheet coming out too, whether Julia Robinson cops a charge for that one. It was play on at the time. The referee didn't even stop the game. And as someone said on Twitter, when we were saying, hey, they should have stopped the game. And I still believe Adam G should have stopped the game. But they made a very good point. Stop the game too much, game doesn't flow, referee criticised. Don't stop the game flows, referee criticised. You know, tails you lose, heads you lose type situation. Tasman Gray scored a try when Isabel Kelly was out of the defensive line. Yes, it was on the other side of the field, but can you imagine the controversy if that was in the men's game? Give us your thoughts. 1300 01 1170. The other bit of news around in the National Rugby League, which we didn't get a chance to get into too much yesterday, was the shocking 3 weeks that the St. George Illawarra Dragons have had. Like, everyone had Jason Riles signed, sealed, delivered across the line. I constantly told you, you can't say that until the deal is done. I kept hearing, nah, he's going to Melbourne. No, he's going to Melbourne. And that's exactly how it played out. So think about the 3 weeks for the St. George Illawarra Dragons and their CEO, Ryan Webb. So he sacks Anthony Griffin, and then he makes the players front the media that morning. So that's not a good start. He's bungled the signing of Jason Riles, who apparently took exception to the general manager of football that he hired in the first place and then extended. And now you lose your major sponsor on the back of the St. George Bank after 40-year association walking away from the St. George Illawarra Dragons. Talk about bad things happening in sevens. That's what's happening for St. George Illawarra. And speaking of sevens, how long do you hang on to Ben Hunt? So there's the other question. Tough 3 weeks for the organisation. What do they say? Tough times don't last, tough people do. Good luck, Dragons, with that one. Now last and favourite for the Wooden Spoon on the National Rugby League table. Just getting away from the Rugby League, a bit of other news around the cricket. I love this. Davey Warner. Now, say what you like about Davey Warner. If you're going to go down, you go down swinging. Stewie Broad's nagging away at him again, and he said, you know what he said? Well, he's got to get selected first. Fair comment too. He'll be just shy of his 37th birthday when that first test rolls around. Jimmy Anderson's 41, so Ollie Robinson ankle, Jimmy Anderson groin. He might be there by default. Stuart Broad, Jofra Archer out. Mark Wood, question mark about how many tests in a row he can play. But anyway, Davey Warner's got a horrible record against Stuart Broad in England. But who cares, right? As I say, if you're going to go down, you go down swinging. We'll take your thoughts on that as well. 1300 01 1170. $100 cash up for grabs. All thanks to Top Sport. And we've got the Signet Boost Power Bank for the SBS Fence. Open line 0457 736 736. It's Pie Day on a Friday as well, so celebrate that with Brumby's Bakery. There's nothing better than a hot Brumby's pie. Make sure you grab yours now. All right, let's get ourselves to the break. After the break, we are back with, oh, I think he was very emotional on Wednesday night. Well, he's emotional all the time, but emotional about the Blues on Wednesday night. I'm talking about Mark Spud Carroll. Stick around.